Nikki?
Yes.
I have the Nothing But a G Thing karaoke pulled up. Now, as of yesterday, Nikki had never even heard of Nothing But a G Thing before. We were talking about it because Leon Haywood passed away. He is the singer who came out with I Wanna Do Something Freaky to You, which was the original sample that gave birth to Nothing But a G Thing. There would be no Nothing But a G Thing if not for Leon Haywood. You're getting kind of nervous, aren't you?
Yeah, my throat's closing up.
Nah, you're good. You're good. Just feel the music. Imagine you're cruising in a 6'4 Impala.
Uh-huh.
Breeze blowing through your braids.
She's dabbing.
Dabbing a little bit.
What am I dabbing?
You know, you're blazing up the Chronic.
Okay.
You got a little Henny. You got a little Old English 800. And just put yourself in the right mindset.
Feeling good. Feeling
yeah.
The breeze.
Yep. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to make this screen bigger right here. I'm going to give you a chance to see the words.
Thank you.
You're
I
very
appreciate
welcome.
That.
And tell me when you're ready.
Let's do this.
All right.
Here we go. Here's Nikki, everybody.
One, two, three, into the foe. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready, make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip it up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two locked out brothers, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back at the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a light from a young G's perspective. And before me dig up, I have to find contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. So know that Lieutenant ain't no good enough to get burnt while I'm in it. And
yeah.
That's realer than the real deal, Hollyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if good enough, bro, proper chunk, I'll take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this. Dre creep to the mic like a phantom. But peeping it, I'm creeping it, I'm freaking, but damn near got cut cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before with a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know, and I know, I flow on some funky tat to my collection. The selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke, but don't choke. If you do, you'll know, have no clue on what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and
it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this. And who gives up about those? So just chill to the next episode.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry. That was bad.
I like when she says locked out instead of loked out.
Yeah, I like Hollyfield.
You want to take verse 2 here?
No.
Falling back on that ass with a hellified gangster lean.
Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S. So yes, I'm fresh. I don't know this part.
Showing much flex when it's time to wreck the mic.
Pimpin' hoes and clockin' a grip, my name Dolomite. Yeah, and if I don't quit, I think it ain't in the mood some G.
Yeah.
So Dre, what up? I gotta, I don't know, go.
What's that, Dre?
Dude, take the
break
mic.
Break him off something. And it's gotta be bumpin'.
City of Compton.
That's where it takes place. So a national attention. Mama like a but I ain't lynchin'. Droppin' the funky, it's making the sucker mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close and your ass will get smacked. My mother, homie, Dr. Dolly's got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got Manina, then you know I'm straight trippin'. And I'm intending to put the rap down with the Mac down. And if your bitches talk, I got to put the smack down, yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. C-O-M-P-T-O-N and the city they call Long Beach. Putting it together like my D-O-C. No one could do it better like this, that, and this.
And it's like that and like this and like that. And it's like this. And who gives a... So just chill to the next episode.
Yeah. All right, Nikki. What rap song should we make her do next week?
Oh, man.
We got to find a new rap anthem for you to do every week. This will be a great way for you to brush up on hip-hop knowledge. I thought that was solid. You went from yesterday not even knowing the song to today...
Sort of
knowing the song.
I mean, I had less than 24 hours, guys.
Yeah, that was good.
Let's give us some Biggie.
Yeah. Do you think you can handle some Biggie?
Like Hypnotize.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Do you know Hypnotize?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
And that's got a really good sample too. Like, this is a good way to teach the people who know hip hop but don't quite know where hip hop comes from a little something something, because that comes from, I believe, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Tijuana Flats.
The song was I always want to say that.
Tijuana Flats, yes, excellent.
The song that it came from, though, I believe it's called Rise, if I'm not mistaken. Herb Alpert, Rise.
My legs were shaking that whole time.
No, you did fantastic. You should be really, really happy with your Rise, Herb Alpert, 1979. Let me see if this is what Biggie's Hypnotize comes from. I'm almost positive that it is. Yeah. Boy, it's a great original, too.
So what's the real song sound like?
This is the real song.
The Hypnotize.
You don't know Hypnotize? Biggie,
can't you see?
Somehow your words just hypnotize me.
That's all I know.
See what people think about your little flow. Hello, it's Drew Garabo Live.
Drew, how are you, sir?
Fine, sir. With whom am I speaking?
John.
What's up, John?
I thought it was fantastic.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you what, I started bobbing my head. I was singing along. And I thought her effort was fantastic. I officially really like Nicki now. I thought the effort was awesome.
Finally?
I wasn't sure. I just wasn't sure. I was used to the old girl. And you know, I started really liking some of your personality. But then after I heard this, the effort, I like you a lot.
Thank you.
Glad she won you over with that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the feedback, John.
Have a great day, sir.
On purpose. It's Drew Garabo Live. With whom am I speaking?
This is Marcus.
What's up, Marcus?
Nicki killed it. At first, I was like, I don't know. Drew's really good. And then she was fire. And I said, what?
All I heard was Nicki was great. Thank you.
Something about fire.
Fire. Oh, spitting hot fire.
Uh-huh.
You got bars, son. Hello, it is Drew Garabo Live. With whom am I speaking?
Mike.
I'm sorry, did you say Mike?
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
I think she did great. It did sound like she was reading a liner, though, for a commercial every once in a while. I think she should do Biggie's Juicy.
Yeah, somebody in the Bone chat room suggested Juicy as well.
Juicy's an excellent choice.
It's a classic Biggie. It's a classic Biggie.
Hypnotize is classic Biggie,
yeah,
too,
it,
though.
They get more classic than Hypnotize. I mean, come on.
I don't know. I think I'm partial.
All right. Well, I mean, why are you partial to Juicy over Hypnotize, sir?
Well, it came out on the first album, and I was hooked on the first album.
All right. Well, just as long as we don't ever try the 10 Crack Commandments, I think we'll be all right. Hello, it is Drew Garabo Live. With whom am I speaking?
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. What's up?
Good. I just want to comment that I thought Nicki was awesome, and I really wanted to bring it way back and do some Run DMC. It's Tricky.
Oh, wow. And she could say it's Nicki instead of Tricky.
Oh.
Exactly. It'll be awesome.
It's Nicki who rocks this rhyme, who rocks this rhyme. That's right on time. It's Nicki. Who is it? It's Nicki. Nicki, Nicki, Nicki. I think I know every word to that song. I met this little girly. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy. All they just see is please me. Or spend some time and rock around my set. It's not that easy. What a great song. But that
it
might be.
It is a great song.
You know what, though, Teresa? For people, maybe I don't know your age, but for people like you and me who were raised in the golden age of rap, it's great. But we got to get her, like, up to speed from the 90s first.
Yeah.
And then we go deeper into the 80s. Because the kids today who would listen to the 80s rap would just go, oh, my God, that's so cheesy.
You can't appreciate the 90s without knowing the 80s.
Mm. Oh. Today's kid can, but you're right in that yesterday's kid could not. But thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Have you ever, let me ask you this, have you ever watched the Jimmy Fallon show where Daniel Radcliffe, the kid who plays Harry Potter, tried to do alphabet aerobics by Blackalicious?
No, but it sounds awesome.
Let me tell you this. I didn't know anything about this Harry Potter kid, and someone said you have to see him do alphabet aerobics on Jimmy Fallon. He slayed it. I'm still not a huge Harry Potter guy. I've never seen any of the movies, nor have I read any of the books. But the way this kid rocked alphabet aerobics, which is a song that nobody should ever try, he blew me away. So go check it out on your own time.
I will.
Not on mine. Just kidding. Thank you very much. I tried to do it once, and because Nikki tried gave us a really good effort today, I'm gonna try this again. This is a ridiculously hard song to do by Blackalicious. It's called Alphabet Aerobics. I've tried to do this exactly one time in my life. Mm-hmm. I think I got to like K or so. It takes better breathing than I have. It takes better rap skills than I have. But because of you, Nikki, I will give this a shot. You are giving me the strength that I need to try Alphabet Aerobics by Blackalicious.
Do it.
One of the most difficult rap songs to try other than Rap God by Marshall Mathers.
Now it's time for our wrap-up.
Oh, boy.
Let's give it everything we've got.
Show me lyrics.
Ready?
Yes.
Begin.
Here we go. Oh, well, geez, they got the lyrics all swirling around. Hold on, stand by.
Are they swirling?
Yeah, they're swirling too much. Oh, my God. I need the lyrics all like printed out, you know, like
going to, okay.
Yeah. Oh man, that was really unfortunate the way they do that because I have to have the words. Let's see, instrumental. Okay.
It's time for our wrap up. Let's give it everything we've got.
Here we go.
Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't all amazing. Analytically, I assault animate things. See, it's a step slow. We're going to come back and I'll give it a shot. What are all these people calling for? Are we giving away $500 in cash right now or something?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on, Nikki?
They all want to compliment my rapping.
Oh, okay. Well, let's let them. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, Drew. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you, sir.
I thought it was very good. I've worked in construction. I work with a kid who's 27 years old, and I did my own thing this morning, like you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no clue about that rap song either. He didn't know what it was. I'm like, I can't believe it.
Wow. You know what? Each one teach one is what I like to say.
Yes,
and
that's the best way.
Hopefully we've brushed people up on some hip-hop history, sir.
Yeah, and it was great, too, because even a testament to how great that song is, I was finding myself bobbing along to Nikki, too, and now I want to go and listen to that song.
Well, we're happy to help. Just don't do it while the show is on. Wait till a commercial, okay?
You got it, Drew.
Take care. Thank you. All right. I found the lyrics.
It's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't all amazing. Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken. Basically, I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties. Canceling cats got their canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a dank daily doing dough. Demonstrations don data on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic epileptic episode. Elevated etiquette, furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk felt feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in his game with the glorious. Hit 'em high, hella high. Historical, hey, Holocaust hints, hear 'em hollers, homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curl's jockey choice. Justly, it's just me writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of kink on. Karate kick type Brits in my kingdom. Let me live a long life, lyric-y lessons is Lurum Lane louses, lose to my livery. Mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and moves, many mock, but I've mastered. N-words, nap, knowing I'm nice naturally. Mac, lever, knack, big noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, wide beaming opticals. Perfect at poem, powerful punchlines. Pummeling, petty powder, preface in my prime. Quite quaint quotes, keep quiet, it's quantum. Quarrelers ain't got a quarter, what we got? Really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rush, should radioactivity. Super scientific sound search site sought. Silencing super staff site letters off. Tails times talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, raw, uncut. Verb vice, board, vigorous, valid. Violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish. While I'm well, what a wife's worth just. Weaving up words, weeded on my work shift. Xerox, wax, radiation holes, extra large, X height, letters, and xylophone tones. Yellowback, yak mouth, young ones, yaws. Yesterday's lawn yard sell our lawn. Zigzag, zombie, zoom on the zine is zero and zen thoughts over time. Let's sell it.
What was that last line?
Good. Zero in zen thoughts over zealous rhyme zealots.
3, 2, 1 This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Calta joins us in the studio. We still have the $500 that we haven't given away. And joining us on the phone, none other than J2X himself, hopefully still soda free. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Drew. Guess what, Drew? Listen, Drew, I'm soda free at the house, Drew, but you have to understand something, okay?
Oh, off the wagon.
My parents, listen, Drew. My parents, they set up a program for me, okay?
All right.
They said that I can have soda when I'm out with a friend or I'm out with Faye or when I'm at life group at church. But other than that, I'm supposed to have 3 sodas a week.
Just like Charlie Sheen's father said, you could do heroin when you're with certain porn stars. Let me ask you a question, Jacob, 2 times. What happened to our relationship? I thought we were friends. I thought you loved me.
No.
I listen to the Drew Garabo show as much as you do, and I hear you all the time. You say, oh, Drew, you're my favorite show on the bone. And I thought, right in my heart, why don't you stab a plastic spork right in my heart and spinning around while you're slurping down your Dr. Pepper or whatever you're drinking. You broke my heart, Jacob. You're the Fredo of callers to me.
Come on, Coward. You know better. Come on,
Fredo 2 times?
You know I wouldn't do that.
Fredo 2 times? Time for you to go fishing.
Yeah, what are you listening to in the morning that you can't check out Mike and call him, Jacob? I can share you.
Miguel and
I can. Moon
River.
Guess what I found out, Cowhead, this morning?
Uh-oh.
I don't want to guess because I only think bad thoughts.
No. Cowhead. Cowhead, listen. I'm very, very nervous about this.
Uh-oh. You should be.
You know Meredith from 94.1, don't you?
I do.
Uh-oh.
Well, she is going to have a baby in like 9 months. I heard that this morning.
Do you not know the truth? That is my baby that Meredith and I have been dating for a while, and we didn't want anybody to know?
Oh, Khaled, come on, man.
What are you saying? I can't get Meredith? Orlando introduced us one night.
Meredith is already married.
No, I'm already married, too. Sometimes adults do those things.
Things happen. Yeah,
and Meredith and I, we consummated that relationship. And on the first shot, I impregnated her. Boom, super sperm in and
damn.
Divided.
Well done, sir.
No. Well, she's planning to have the baby in 9 months, Drew. So
9 months? How do we know she's pregnant then? Because I don't think you even know you're pregnant until you're a couple of weeks along.
Well,
I mean, I don't know how these things happen.
Well,
I don't know.
The baby's due in 9 months, so I don't know if she's going to come back to work yet or not. You know?
No, I'm thinking about having her retire. I got enough money for the two of us.
Come on, Khaled. You're already married, Khaled. Come on.
You know what? That marriage has been over for a long time. Meredith and I, we are the future power couple of Tampa. You know what I'm naming that? You know what I'm naming the baby?
Tell us.
Guess, Jacob.
Jacob 2 times?
Nope. Steven. I just wanted you to think it was after you for a second. But I am naming it. His middle name is going to be 2 times.
There you go.
Steven 2 times Calta.
That's a great name.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Well, guess what? Monday, I'm calling Meredith, and I'm telling on you, Calhead.
She already knows. Trust me. She knows when that baby comes out bald and a little belly, you're going to know it's mine.
No. She's married to a guy named Anthony.
Turn out, he likes other guys.
Oh, well, you heard it here first. Nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say that, Cal. I never would.
Why would
say
you say that.
That,
Jacob? Why would you insinuate the man was homosexual?
Terrible.
Just because Meredith and I have true love for each other.
Well, I
she's beautiful, is she
on
not?
The morning show on 94.1 that she was getting married to a guy named Anthony. Uh-huh. So.
And I stepped in and I said, let me tell you what the Golden Diamond Source could do for the two of us. And I bought her a monster ring.
Khaled, come on. I'm not so sure if my sweet friend did go to the Golden Diamond Source.
Of course she did. There's no other place to go for an engagement. Let me tell you something, Jacob. There's a lot you have to learn. And I feel that I've taken a backseat approach to you, and I think I should be more of a leader and a more of a teacher and more of a Yoda for you. I feel like I've not done enough to bring you into today's society.
Listen, Cowhead, I'm very, very nervous about Marius having the baby. You
Why?
Know
Don't
saying?
Be.
I'm very, very nervous about
Don't
it.
Don't be. She's got a good birth canal. She's got thick hips. She'll deliver that baby no problem. In fact, I'm going to help.
I don't know if it's a boy or if it's a girl. I just know she's having a baby. And
you want me to tell you right now? I'll break the news. You want me to tell you?
Tell us.
We had a sonogram. We're in the couple months in. You want me to break the news, Jacob?
Yeah,
you want to be a surprise?
Yeah, no, I want to know.
It's a girl. It's a girl.
You heard it here first. Exclusive.
Uh-huh.
More importantly, Jacob, two times, why are you listening to Orlando and those guys in the morning when you could be listening to my good friend Mike Calta after all we've done for you?
Well, because, listen, Cowhead.
What you're saying is Meredith is more attractive than Carmen.
Oh, ouch.
No, no, I didn't.
Ouch.
And Kayla. All right, Jacob, marry F, kill.
Yeah, marry, bang, or kill.
Kill, oh, come on.
Carmen, Meredith, Kayla.
What?
Carmen, Meredith, Kayla. Which one would you marry? Which one would you kiss on the lips?
Oh, there you go.
And which one would you kill viciously with a knife?
Yep, you have to
You have to pick one.
Yep. Have to marry one, have to kiss another one, have to kill the other one. Who gets married, kissed, or killed? Carmen, Meredith, and Kayla.
Kayla gets kissed and Carmen. But
Carmen gets what?
You marry Carmen?
Carmen and Carmen gets the sweet heart
sausage
award. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know the
I thought you were saying sweet death.
Come on, Coward. You have to be nice to Meredith, Coward.
I am. You're the one that said you would kill her. Clearly, in the process of elimination, you'd kill a pregnant woman with my child.
No. I never would say that, Coward. Besides, Coward, come on, Coward. You have a daughter that was born to you on January 23rd, 2013.
That is correct.
He nailed it.
I know.
You know when the beautiful little Celtic girl was born?
Yeah. January 23rd, 2013. Yeah.
What's her social security number? Because I'm going to open up a credit card.
I'm not going into that. I'm not going into that. Coward, guess what, Coward? Your baby is 3 years old now. Can you believe that?
This is very true. Do you know her name?
Growing like a weed.
No, I don't know her name.
Good.
Come on, Coward. Drew Coward's funny.
I know he is. Jacob, your parents said you could drink 3 sodas a week, but I'm going to recommend that you just go keep off soda because you still haven't had one yet, have you?
Not in the house. No, not in the house. Just outside of the house.
So he can have 3 a week, and then in these other scenarios he was talking.
I'm very concerned about your teeth and your digestive habits. I want you to give up these sodas cold turkey.
Well, you see, my family's... my family say as long as I brush my teeth and as long as I brush my teeth, then I'm all good, you know?
Mm, I don't know.
As long as I brush my teeth very good, you know, and then I won't
Dum-dum Lori's parents said the same thing. Look at her teeth, they're little chiclets.
Just don't swallow the soda.
Yeah, just, you know, put it in your mouth, gargle.
Yeah, spit it out.
No.
We'll get you a bucket.
Drew,
the pit bucket.
Drew, I can't do that, Drew.
Okay.
I have mouthwash that I can gargle in my mouth, though. You're still right, Drew, but I can't swallow it. I can gargle it and spit it out in the sink.
Meredith was telling me the same thing.
My parents made this decision, and I went with it, and it's a good decision, you know?
All right, if you say so, Jacob. I trust your parents. I suppose they might care and know more about you than I. Jacob, I'm going to give you a little music trivia, Casey's Top 40 style. You ready?
I am so ready. Hit me with it.
Okay. 22 years ago in 1994, what famous musician was found dead in his home after having decorated the ceiling with his brain matter 3 days earlier?
I don't know, Drew.
What, how long ago?
22 freaking years ago.
Kurt Cobain.
That is absolutely correct. Coming in at number 27 on this week's countdown, it's Nirvana's Where Did You Sleep Last Night from the Unplugged CD. I'm Casey Kasem.
American Top 40.
You sound like a mouse.
I love it.
Come on, Coward.
This is the one where you could... I think this was recorded a couple of months before he offed himself.
2 years ago. Come on, Coward.
I think this was recorded after he died.
You can really tell that from the shrieking of this song that he was going
to
kill.
You're so funny.
Well, Jacob, listen.
Coward, I can't wait to talk to you on Monday.
Tell Meredith that I'm glad that we were finally able to get it out, that the two of us Had a relationship and I impregnated her.
No.
Oh, yes. Don't deny it.
No.
I got married pregnant.
That's my baby. And she has a husband.
I got a bunch of kids now. I got a son, a daughter, and my future daughter with Meredith from Wild.
I don't. Oh, man.
I know.
On Monday.
You saw me telling my wife.
Well, on Monday, so me and you are going to have to get on the phone. It's going down, Cowhead.
That is. If she would have gone down, we would have never had this problem.
Hey-o.
No.
Yes.
I would never say that to my sweet friend, Meredith Drew. Come on.
I know. Jacob, listen, great to hear from you as always. I hope you have a wonderful night and a good weekend. Think about No Soda, and we'll talk soon, okay? Have a great weekend, Jacob.
Okay. I'll talk to you on Monday, Cowhead, And maybe, Cowhead, me and you can call Meredith over at Wild 94.1 and see if we can get this thing straightened out. I don't know if
it's
straightened out, but
I got
we'll
it straightened out, buddy.
Sounds pretty straight.
Straightened it all out.
Jacob,
I bent it over. I straightened it out.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep looking at the stars, okay, Jacob?
Okay. Pretty close. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your radio tune right where it is for the next Cowhead show and for the next Drama Live show.
Don't pretend you like me because I'm here now.
Do you remember where you were when you found out Kurt Cobain's body?
Absolutely do.
Me too. Like that really is one of those like I remember where I was moments from our generation, wasn't it?
Kurt Cobain was the first celebrity to die that I actually felt sad about.
Yeah.
You know, they all called him the next, you know, John Lennon. I was like, whatever. But the truth is, when he died, I really felt a little bit of a connection to him.
Yeah. I was working for Ed Till at the time, who was the first talk show host who I ever worked for, the madman Ed Till.
I was listening to Ed Till.
Ed Till hung up on me when I called the show.
Did he really?
Yes.
What'd you call about?
I was working for Bubba at the time, and we were both driving to Orlando in separate cars, and I know that they were listening, so I was trying to prank and drop Bubba's name on the show. And I go, and I said, what are you, something, Bubba the Love Sponge, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I use my Bubba the Love Sponge when I use my Bubba to Love washcloth, and he hung up on me.
Do you know what year that was?
Yeah, I could tell you that was probably...
This is going to freak me out.
Well, let me think. Were we driving to Jacksonville is what we were doing, and it was... We're going to meet Dion. Hold on. I can tell you right now, this was FLZ time.
You know Jacob two times.
Nope, not when it comes to recall. It had to be...
Before or after 96?
I was going to say it had to be 1996 because that was the year that we went... Why, were you screening the calls?
I was his producer from 95 to 96.
Isn't that odd that you probably screened my phone call? Can I tell you what's even odder?
Yeah.
Is that Tony Burton, my agent, was a page for NBC.
Right.
Back when, right out of college. And I remember going on the NBC tour and talking to him and asking him how to become a page. And he told me you needed to have a college degree and all that. I remember it like it was yesterday. I didn't put two and two together until after he told me, but I remember having that conversation with him. Wow. Isn't
that
wild?
Small world, dude. This is Ed Till. I'm going to take a call now from Cowhead.
I used the name Dig Doug. Dig Doug was my name that I used.
This is Dig Doug. What do you want, dude? He was such an a-hole to work for.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. The biggest dick I've met second biggest dick I've ever met in radio. when Kurt died, he was a little too old to be under Nirvana, but that didn't stop Ed Till. He's like, Nirvana. These guys were pioneers. The night he died, he calls me and he goes, listen, dude, I know it's Friday, but we're going to go up to the station tonight and we're going to do a retrospective of Nirvana.
You're
doing this on your own.
Nirvana.
We're going to pull all of Kurt's old band stuff. We're going to take calls from people.
Brother.
Get the hell out of here. Find somebody else.